Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
Let's start the show.
Oh, slant. Oh, thanks, y'all. Thanks, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Chappelle Show. Welcome, man. Thanks for coming out tonight, y'all. You know, I almost was afraid no one would be here. I had a conversation that upset me where a dude said my show was offensive to black people. Normally, that doesn't bother me, but he was white, so it freaked me out. That was cool. He had me thinking for a second. Word? But he might have a point. I'm not going to discount him just because he was white. Who knows? Some people just know black people, right? Yeah, you know, I'm serious. They got like gut instincts. Some people know black people. But who are those people? We don't know. So we got some people and we put them to the test. Now what you're about to see is absolutely real. These are real people. This is not actors. This is the real deal. Give it up for my new game show. Welcome to the show, I Know Black People. We take contestants who claim to know black people and put their knowledge of African-American culture to the test. The contestant who answers the most questions, of course, wins our grand prize. Let's bring them out one at a time now. Our first contestant is a professor of African-American studies and history at Fordham University, the New York City police officer, is a writer for such black television shows as The Chris Rock Show and Chappelle Show. Okay, our next contestant works in a Korean grocery store, is a DJ, and claims to have many black friends, a social worker in Wilmington, Delaware. Most of his boys he goes to school with are black. The barber in Brooklyn who claims that 100% of his clients are black. Let's play the game. What is a badonkadonk?
A badonkadonk. A badonkadonk is like a incredibly attractive ass.
That is correct.
A badonkadonk. Big penis.
He's talking about my rear end, I think.
That is correct.
You do have a badonkadonk.
I may have heard that once or twice before. Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, Washington Heights. They'll tell the cops, girl, you got a badonkadonk.
Ooh, that's junk in the trunk. That's what you put your mug on, you saddle up and ride. That's a big ass.
He is correct. Junk in the trunk, but you put your mug up, saddle up and ride, or an ass are all acceptable answers. Why do black people love menthol so much?
I don't know.
That is correct. All right.
Nobody knows.
Because that's what Newports are.
That is correct.
Is it a fact that they like menthol cigarettes? I'm not even sure. I don't know. That's great.
That is correct.
No one knows.
Black people!
On the popular show Good Times, what did Mr. Bookman do for a living?
Oh, he was the handyman.
That is correct.
He was a super.
That is correct.
Let's see. I don't know who Bookman was on Good Times. So I'm going to have to take a guess. Was he a janitor?
That is correct. Amazing. Did not see the show yet. Knows that Bookman was cleaning up.
He was the janitor, and his nickname was Buffalo Butt.
That is correct, and a bonus point.
Thank you.
Could you name any of Bookman's nicknames?
Booger.
That is correct.
Buffalo Bud.
That is correct.
Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi. I'm checking the judges for Chi-Chi. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
His name was Bookman?
Yes.
And he was a janitor.
What did they call him?
Fat janitor guy.
Black people!
Why did black people distrust Ronald Reagan?
Because he was white?
That is correct.
Because he was white?
That is correct.
Why did black people distrust Ronald Reagan?
Because he took all his money?
That is correct.
Because he was a Republican?
That is correct. Why did black people distrust Ronald Reagan?
He wasn't supposed to be trusted in the first place.
He is correct. Tito, is pimping easy?
No.
That is correct.
No.
That is correct.
Big Daddy Kane would say it ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy. He is correct. Correct.
All right. I have a hard time with it myself.
Yes, pimping, as a matter of fact, ain't easy. Is pimping easy?
Hell yeah.
Somehow that is correct. Oh, the competition's heating up, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with more. I Know Black People.
We'll find out who wins later in the show, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Chappelle Show. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Chappelle Show. You know, folks, there's a lot of talk on the streets about keeping it real. I hear men saying it. I hear women saying it. We all just got to be careful. When you're keeping it real, pick your spots. Reality is hidden for a reason. And now we will show you why.
You're watching When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. Brenda Johnson was at home one night eating popcorn and watching television with her girlfriend. The telephone rang.
Hello.
Brenda had a simple choice to make. Ignore the mild rudeness of someone hanging up on her, or keep it real.
That. I don't like people playing on my phone.
Girl, don't even trip. You bigger than that.
No. I don't like people playing on my phone.
But in reality, it had nothing to do with people playing on her phone. Brenda had long suspected her boyfriend Jamal of cheating on her. This was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Hello? Did you just call here, bitch?
Excuse me?
I know you just called here. Don't play dumb with me. Stop my man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I dialed the wrong number, okay?
I saw 69'd you, you dirty hoe. You and I both know you sleeping with Jamal.
No, I was trying to call my aunt.
Oh, bitch, please. You a bitch, and so is your aunt. Oh, no, she did not hang up on me again.
Again.
Brenda could have ended the conflict there.
You want to play, bitch? Let's play.
But she decided to push her reel-o-meter into the red.
Because I keeps it real like that.
Brenda went onto her computer and did a reverse lookup of Janice's number. Not only did she get Janice's address, but directions as well.
I'm fitting a ride on this bitch. Jamal in this car, ho. Take that, you clap-having Jezebel. It was the wrong number! That. I don't like people playing on my phone. I keep it real.
What Brenda didn't know is that Janice was borrowing the car from her older brother, a federal agent. She also didn't know that defacing a government vehicle is considered a felony in certain cases, this being one of them. After a short trial, Brenda was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison.
Really hood, bitch.
Brenda knew it was important to establish her realness early in prison. Confronted by another pivotal decision, Sheen decided then and there to keep it real.
All right, bitch, let's settle this right now.
The three women were all serving consecutive life sentences. It turned out they kept it realer. And as for her boyfriend, Jamal.
You want to talk about keeping it real?
He was cheating on Brenda with her best friend.
I keep Savelle. Ain't that right, shorty?
That's right.
From eating popcorn in the comfort of her own home to eating fruit cocktail off of a prison floor, Brenda Rounds.
That! I don't like people playing on my phone.
Just another case of what can happen when keeping it real goes wrong.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back. I'm serious. Man. The greatest show. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. And now let's see who's going to be the winner of I Know Black People.
Competition's been stiff in the first day. Let's see how it goes in the next round. Are you ready? What is a Lucy?
Now, I should know this. Smoke?
Damn, that's absolutely correct. A single cigarette.
A loose cigarette.
That is correct.
A cigarette?
That is correct. What is a Lucy?
Is that a way of saying oral sex?
No, but we should start saying that. What is a Lucy?
One cigarette bought at the store from the A-Rod.
That is correct. A cigarette bought at the store, one loose cigarette from an A-Rod. What is a chicken head?
That's a woman who puts her mouth on the member of a, or sometimes called a crack whore.
That is acceptable. That is one of the many definitions of a chicken head. A fellacious woman. There we go. Mark, you, things are looking up.
Let's see. Somebody on TV used to say chicken head. You're such a chicken head.
Somebody I don't know which show this is, but I'd like to see it.
Somebody who's stupid?
No, a chicken head is a hoochie, whore, or a fellacious woman, apparently.
Kid can be used for different things. It's mostly used to describe a hoe or an ugly woman.
A woman fellacious. That likes to suck. A woman that likes to suck.
To give a Lucy.
That's right. What is a chicken head?
Oh, you can find that anywhere. In the hood, on the block. It's a bird. One of those that you just bring home and wear out.
That is correct. A bird that you bring home and wear out. That is correct. That's what they're for. That's how they're used. Finish this good time lyric. Temporary layoffs. Good times. Easy credit ripoffs. Good times. Scratching and surviving. Good times. Blank. Good times.
I know that one character on Good Times is J.J. Walker.
He's very good.
And
get mistaken for him a lot in shopping malls.
Another actress on Good Times is Lenny Kravitz's mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was the Jeffersons. But
easy credit ripoffs, good times, scratching and surviving, good times, good times.
Damn.
Ain't we lucky we got it?
Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Yeah. I remember when Willis had a drinking problem.
Scratching and surviving good times, blank, good times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered this myself, and it sounds like hanging in a jewelry, but it's. And is it?
Say it one more time. Say what you just said one more time.
Hanging in a jewelry. And I always thought, as a kid, does that mean that someone is hung in a jury? But I didn't. You know, I have to say, you can tell. I know the actual song, but those are ones I never could decipher what it was. It was
Brian Tucker just pointed out a fact that is very true. This is the most disputed lyric in all of the Good Times lyrics.
Yes,
I am inclined to give him the point. I look at my judges; he gets the point.
All right.
The
and correct, what is the lyric?
The correct lyric: hanging in a chow line. I had to look it up on the internet myself. I thought it was hanging a chow. And now for the final question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How can black people rise up and overcome?
How can they rise up and overcome? Well, can they?
That is correct.
Reparations.
That is acceptable.
This is a rap lyric?
No, this is, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a general question.
Actual question.
All right. There's a complex answer there.
That is correct.
Staying alive.
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, stop cutting each other's throat.
That also is correct. How can black people rise up and overcome?
Get out and vote.
That is incorrect. Well, folks, our judges tallied up the scores, and we have a winner, Rob the DJ. Rob, come on out. Excellent job, Rob. Congratulations. Here's the grand prize. Of course, it contains a lifetime supply of Murray's hair cream. That's right. And one can is a lifetime supply. Trust me. Two bootleg DVDs, and of course, what would a grand prize be without a pack of menthol cigarettes?
We'll take a quick commercial break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Chappelle Show.
Okay. Turn on your TV. What you going to see?
And now it's time for our musical performance by the lovely, the soulful Miss Erica Badu. like to thank my guest, Erykah Badu. I'd like to thank each and every one of you at home for watching and everybody in the room for being here. I'll see you next week. I am out. Rich Beyond.